Hi everyone, Wilhelm Hast here with the podcast Winning the Game. I share from decades of training thousands of leaders to have more power and freedom in leading themselves and leading people around them. Being a human being is interesting because there are some principles that we share in our human design. And I don't need how our bodies are designed and functioning. That's given by principles too, right? But in how we function in our mind, in our psychology. Something that is worth noticing and reflecting on a bit is the fact that you and I live with an inner dialogue. What do I mean with that? Well, there are external dialogues in life, human beings talking to human beings, and right now you're listening to my voice on a podcast, or you're listening to my voice through a video recording. You hear me. And as you hear me speak, you have a commentary in your head about what I'm saying. So it's my external dialogue coming at you, but you also run an internal dialogue at the same time. You're talking to yourself about what I'm saying. As a human being, you talk to yourself a lot. When I say this to people, some people think, no, I don't talk to myself. And then I go, well, you just said that to yourself, didn't you? That you don't talk to yourself. You get the point. You are engaging in an internal dialogue with yourself a lot during the day. If you study this, you get hold of some books which describe this phenomena. They describe that external dialogue is about 150 words per minute. So if you were to slow down and count every word I say here in about a minute, you'll find 150, maybe 200 words. Now, the internal dialogue in your head, in my head, it speaks with about 500 words per minute. The literature, the numbers normally range from 450 to 600. I have no clue how they measure that, the scientists, but it is a fact that you have a capacity in your mind to reflect while you're hearing me speak. So you hear my 150 and then you have an extra capacity to talk to yourself about what I'm saying. You have a voice in your head that speaks. Now, often we don't recognize that we have this flood of thinking streaming through our consciousness, or you could call it the voice in your head. We don't notice that we have that as human beings. We just think we see reality as it is. We walk through life and we go, though, this situation is hopeless. This will never work. That person is so hard to work with. But then we wake up and we realize, wow, my inner dialogue is telling me this situation is hopeless. My inner dialogue is telling me this will never work. My thinking right now about this person is that he's hopeless to work with, but that's just my thinking. Your inner dialogue doesn't speak the truth. It just speaks. Your inner dialogue doesn't even speak the facts most of the time. It's less than 10% facts that you are hearing in your head. Over 90%, it's just personal interpretations, stories, old memories. There's very little factual things happening in our heads. But we believe what we hear as true if we don't watch it. So when we wake up to this notion of a voice in your head or inner dialogue that speaks, you might start to get some freedom and fun with your own thinking. I hear hilarious things in my head sometimes. It's like, wow, those thoughts are really weird. Where do they even come from? And as you reflect on this, you'll start to notice that you can hear your inner dialogue just as a voice, as an external dialogue. Somebody tells you something you don't like, you don't believe, you go, okay, well, that's their opinion. If you hear something in your thinking in your own head, you can go, well, that was a funny thought. You don't need to react to it. I once had a course participant in a two-day training for team leaders. I was helping them lead their colleagues as team leaders, which is not an easy task sometimes. And we talked about this notion of an inner dialogue as an entry point to communication as a whole. And the day two of the training, in the morning, I asked the group what was interesting on day one. And this one guy raised his hand and said, well, I thought yesterday was kind of an okay day, nothing new really, and it was okay, but nothing special. But then on the bus on the way home, I had an insight. Like I heard this voice in my head speaking, like you've been talking about this inner dialogue. And I went, wow, this is strange and great at the same time, because I had never realized before that I don't need to believe my thinking. I heard my thinking. It's almost like a voice. It's thoughts were happening, and I had a choice whether I was believing them or not, he said. It was the first time in my life. I always lived life as if what I was thinking was how life was. So if this is a hard day, it was going to be a hard day. If this was difficult and would never work, it was like, yeah, this will never work, this is difficult. And whatever happens to be in my thought described my whole life. I realized on that bus, he said, that thoughts are thoughts, and I actually have a choice whether I believe them or not, and how serious I take what comes up in my head. That's a transformative moment for that guy. And I experienced it throughout my life, that there are levels of clarity again and again and again and again, when I suddenly realize, oh, that's just my own thinking. I actually don't know what the other person feel, or what the other person think, or what solutions might be possible, or sometimes I don't even know what I want, because I haven't stopped to reflect. So I want to leave you with this today. As a human beings, you have a flood of thoughts streaming through your head, streaming through your consciousness all the time. And if you stop and listen, you can hear your thinking. For some people, it's more visual. They see pictures. Some people are more, they feel stuff in their body. It doesn't matter. Whatever you think isn't the truth. It's just thinking. And when you get some freedom to have thoughts instead of be your thinking, you can have your thoughts like you have anything. You can have a relationship to it and you have freedom with it. Out of that comes choices. And out of that comes the opportunity to take a stand from something beyond your current level of thinking. And that means you can create futures that didn't exist in your thinking before by declaring and taking a stand for them. Well, that's lessons in some other podcast episodes, but yes, relax a bit, have some fun, and see if you can be freed up with the crazy thinking you and I have as human beings sometimes, and then you'll be back in another episode and you hear more. If you're interested about more of what I do, you can read the description to this podcast and you'll find a domain name there, which you can just type in and you'll get to a place where you can find some more information and you can reach out to me. Just write the message and we can, you know, talk, book a call, or we can exchange in an email if you like. So you'll find the information on how to get in touch with me in the description of the podcast. And then I'll see you whenever I see you. Thanks for listening.